Creative Calls met and defeated every horse he ever faced. And that includes I'll Have Another and Bodemeister, the 1-2 finishers in last year's Kentucky Derby. Union Rangs and Paintner, champion 2-year-old Hanson and Doolahan, Gemologist. It was an outstanding crop. He won the Grade 1 Norfolk Stakes and the Grade 2 Best Pal Stakes and placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity as a 2-year-old. At 3, won the Grade 2 San Felipe, placed in the Grade 1 Preakness, the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and the Grade 2 San Vicente. He earned over $1 million. Creative Calls is by 3-time champion Sire Giant's Causeway. He's out of the Millionaire Dream of Summer, a multiple graded stakes winner and conqueror of a Shadow in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom. Creative Calls is the complete package, a brilliant Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1 million, by a champion sire and Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1 million, out of a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire, and with the good looks to go with it. He's standing his first season at stud for $15,000 live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing pop.
When Jack and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and we are here at the Thoroughbred Center on the Paris Pikes in the Clocker Stand. Crockering's still going on. But I'm backed out of it, so I'm sitting over in my chair doing this. Jackie's on her way in. So I'm starting solo this morning. In fact, here she pulls up right now. Just wave to me. We've had a pretty good week at the Thoroughbred Center with winners. Let me talk about that for a second. We've had 9 winners since last week's show. Let's see who they were here. Eduardo Caramore had 3. One at Mountain Air and 2 at Indiana Downs. Tim Shue had 1 at Mountaineer. Jimmy Cargan had 1 at Mountaineer. Then Jimmy went to Churchill on the 1st and won with My Miss Mary. Brian Michael had a winner at Indiana Downs, and last night at Indiana Downs, B.G. Scooter Hughes won one. So that's 9 winners since last week's show, and so we're rolling right along. Of course, today is Kentucky Derby Day. Had a light day clocking today for Saturday, but I think everybody's either recovering from their Oaks party or getting ready to bomb out on the Derby party. And
well, they better take their umbrellas because I think it's raining in Louisville.
Is it really?
Yeah.
When we looked at it at the radar earlier this morning, it looked like it might miss it.
Nope. I looked at it right before I left. Actually, it may be raining in Frankfort, but it's not moving this way. It's moving northwest. So I think we have a while.
Oh, okay.
But Louisville's getting
it. We can get through the show without getting wet. Well, the roof doesn't leak here, so we're all right.
We think.
Well, what we're going to do, of course, today is, as I said, the Kentucky Derby. 17 of the 19 starters in the Derby this year are foaled in Kentucky. That's a pretty good percentage. There's one from New York and one from Pennsylvania.
No cowbreds?
No cowbreds, no flybreds, no illbreds. Just one from Pennsylvania and one from New York. A couple of Yankees intruders coming in.
Well, last year it was so California-y.
Well, they were fold in Kentucky, but you know they're coming from all directions, of course.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I just rushed down the road to get here.
Yeah, well, you can put that in your announcements too.
Oh, okay.
When you get around to it.
I will.
So what we're going to do today, in lieu of a guest, we've got radio calls of some past Kentucky Derbies, and we're going to play those. And I always enjoy that. I like it. It brings back a lot of memories, you know, and we can play them.
Aristides.
Well, yeah, well, you can call that one, dear. we'll do all three of the Triple Crown races, you know.
Yeah.
So we will do those. And Michael Blowen and Dr. Doug Beyer coming in. Michael spent the last couple of days up at Churchill. He'd probably come in here with a big head and little eyes, but we'll see how he's doing.
I hope he came back with bags of money.
Well, I hope he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the point.
Yeah. We're going to get Steve Moody on, who, of course, is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by my good friends over Bloodstock Research and Information Services, and see what he thinks about the Kentucky Derby. I've got my picks. I went, Wednesday, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go. They call me every year for some reason. Jim Freeze down at Claiborne Farm is a member of that club.
Rotary
Club.
Nice bunch.
And they had a meeting this year down at Stoner Creek Country Club.
Yeah.
We used to belong. So I hadn't been over in many years. So first thing we did, I walked down to the creek. Threw two balls in, went
That's
on back
good.
Up in Denver.
That's good.
And gave them all the loser up there.
Yeah.
I've yet to give them a winner. I think this is the third year they've called me over there. I was looking for a lynch mob this year, but they were really nice people. So they sit there and listen to me, then scratched out who I picked and bet the horses they like.
They should. Yeah. What about, well, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be muddy.
Well,
what's that say to the?
I don't know.
I got to look at the PPs and see what muddy does, because it's very definitely going to be muddy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Dr. Doug Byers, I told you, and Steve Moody, and this is Joe Palmer. He wrote about the Derby and Churchill Downs.
Better than anybody.
Do a little bit of history. I got a couple of poems that I might read about the Derby, and of course Jackie always has her announcements, and it's. You say they're here already?
There they are.
I swear.
You get Michael off the phone. Doc's coming.
Oh, well, we don't care about Michael. I got a gift here for Michael today, so anyway.
Yeah, sort of cleaned up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the gift is that we bought at one of the auctions a Volpone's halter.
That's been several years ago.
And one day... we needed a halter, and there were a bunch of busted halters.
We hadn't.
So we
I had to collect all the busted ones and take them to Quill and Tack.
Yes, and I put Volpone's halter on Tubby. Tubby wore it for a while and added a little to the.
You didn't add any class to it.
No, absolutely not.
I'll have you know, though, he won us a Julep Cup out of Keeneland.
Yeah, then at Ursel's, that's it. We quit. We won a cup at Keeneland. We're out of here. And that was the last we trained. And then, of course, Tubby went on to be a wonderful hunt horse, but eventually got hurt. So he's in the paddock behind the house, eating us out of house and home.
Yeah, big and fat Tubby.
Big fat Tubby, and not the least bit grateful.
No. No. What else were we talking about?
You're talking about what else is coming up.
Oh, no, I did all that.
Oh, you did? How many?
Yeah.
You were going to talk about who won when and stuff. Didn't we have a bunch of winners? Did you
I've
do that?
I've already done that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let me do a commercial break here. Then by that time, Doc and Michael will be here. Susie, okay. Here's to your watches back.
Okay.
Susie's over eating. All righty. Well, let me get some commercials out of the way here. Well, last Saturday at Belmont, the Grade 3 Westchester was won by Flat Out. I had an opportunity to clock that old horse when he was training out here. He's a 7-year-old son of Flatter, bred by Nicholas Block. Trained by Bill Mott, Flat Out covered the mile in a brilliant 1:32.4, missing the track record by just 3/5 of a second, to run down previously undefeated cross traffic. boosted his lifetime earnings to $2,660,383. Flat Out has twice won the historic Grade One Jockey Club Gold Cup, going a mile and eighth, besting Stay Thirsty in 2012 and Drosselmeyer and Stay Thirsty in 2011. And among his other victories in the Grade Two was the Grade Two Suburban. He's a typical flatter, sound, game as they come. Flatter, son of A.P. Indy, stands at Claiborne Farm, and good luck today to the connections of Line at Battle. By the Claiborne sire Warfront, bred by Joseph Allen, and foaled at Claiborne, and of course the Orb, is bred by Stuart S. Janney III, and the Phipps Stable, and also foaled at Claiborne Farm. Now, for more information about the Claiborne stallions, get in touch with Bernie Sams. Incidentally, the first stallion that Bernie brought in to when he went to work for Claiborne was Flatter. So he picked a winner right there, that's for sure. See the website at claibornfarm.com. Oh, Jackie, this is not supposed to be live, but I'll talk about Indian Creek anyway. It's, have I got the wrong time? No, that's May 4. This is supposed to be recorded under Clay Ward, but I'll talk about Indy, my good friend Jack Parrish down there. And Paris, and they've got, of course, the Clay Ward Agency, which the first year the Clay Ward opened was happened to be the year I was born. I'm not going to tell you when that was, but
holy mackerel!
But look up
you
20.
Were, you weren't born mackerel. Yesterday.
You know, no, I wasn't yesterday. It was something like 1931. Let's put it that way. Good Lord have mercy. That's a long time ago. Anyway, 20 grand was 20 grand, sweep all and mate, 1, 2, 3, 1931. I remember it well. I was a little precocious, but in fact, I was still in utero. But anyway, that's when the Clay Ward Agency was formed, and by Mr. James Clay Ward, and of course, he was a fine gentleman. I've had opportunity to meet him a few times. He used to be a hunter, and I think he brought down some kind of, I guess it was venison or something one time, and brought it over to the house, and we all had a big dinner.
Uh-huh.
I guess he said it was venison, you know, this, but who knows? But he went through the Depression and made a build up of business, so you know he did very well. And that tradition still carries on with that Clay Ward Agency over there, so if you want to insure your horses, that's the place to go. Just getting, look them up in a book over at Parrish, Kentucky. Everybody knows him. It's Shaq Parrish.
Yeah.
And Shaq's a fine gentleman. And I shouldn't have said that. He'd get blown up. But anyway, in Indian Creek, of course, they've been selling top-class resources and for years and years and years and years. And they are closely affiliated with Clay Ward Agency. So, all righty. Well, we'll go to Windstar now. Super Saver, winner of the 2010 Kentucky Derby, is a Windstar stallion. Winner of the Grade Two Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill Downs as a 2-year-old, he returned to Churchill the following May to win the Kentucky Derby over a field which included the likes of Looking at Lucky and Patty O'Proderman, Dublin and Discreetly Mine. Winner of over $1,889,000, Super Saver is one of two Kentucky Derby winners by champion Maria's Mon, sire of 61 stakes winners before his untimely death, and the dam of Super Saver is a daughter of the remarkable A.P. Indy. A classic winner and a classic sire. Super Saver's female family abounds with classic performance. Second dam's a stakes winner and four-time stakes producer. She's by Mr. Prospector. The third dam is grade one winner, dance number, daughter of Northern Dancer, and the dam of a champion. A superb individual, Super Saver has been enthusiastically received by breeders. His first foals are yearlings, and he stands for $20,000 doing a foal stanza nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard or Chance Tim and see the website at Windstar Farm. .com. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
We got rid of Michael already? His phone.
No. he's lurking around.
Lurking? Well, we'll talk to you first today.
Yeah, that'd be good. The reason I'm going to talk about Eastern encephalitis.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a New England Journal of Medicine article this last week, and warning the medical profession about Eastern encephalitis.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't have a whole lot of it up here, and why is not really known. It caused by mosquitoes, and they originate from birds, which a lot of the encephalitis bugs do. And the medical profession has, I think, come up with 26 fatal deaths in people. So they're saying, you know, we need to pay attention to this thing. And it's not Kentucky. Kentucky actually has very little eastern encephalitis. I think Connecticut has the most. And but anyway, it's out there, and if people get it, about 50% of the people, it'll be fatal.
I had a good friend that got it, John Robinson, though this was back in the 60s, I guess. He was the dean of Ag College over at UK, and he darn near died.
Yeah.
But he did survive it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the horses get encephalitis, obviously encephalitis, but there's variation of the diseases and what they show clinical signs.
You usually have to put them down, Doc, when they get it?
Well, no. The horses, I think, are 70% number can survive it.
Yeah.
And they circle, the head press, they're mostly very slumber activity. Uh-huh. And go down. If they go down, then, you know, a lot, that's worse. But they will walk around and slowly recover. And so it's been around forever, but I have never seen much in the way of human medicine paid attention to. But and we don't really know in human medicine or even in veterinary, you know, who is the bug, and you know, when do they get the infection? And there's about 20 different mosquito things of course we can vaccinate. We don't, generally speaking, you know, we're not that vigilant.
Should we vaccinate?
Absolutely.
Question absolutely. Was, should we? And
Doc
says, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we don't see much of the eastern encephalitis in the Kentucky area. But it can happen. So why let it happen, you know? And so anyway, the horses are more susceptible, and people can be susceptible, and a lot more horses.
Is that a vaccination once a year?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, any vaccination, the first time you give it three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've
done that. Then you redo them once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cheap vaccine and very effective and just
very good.
Not let it slip through the cracks.
All right.
Okay.
Now, is it best to give it at January? Because a lot of times what we would do is schedule vaccinations for January so we get them all at once. If you hadn't done it now, should you go ahead right now and do it?
Yep. Okay. Yep. You're actually better off because your mosquitoes and bird activity and other things are more in the spring.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So, and just okay. Give notes.
But it's a once a year thing, so that's.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And Michael will give us all the other instructors that we can get.
Michael came in here with you look pretty good shape this morning. I thought you were going to come in here with big head and little eyes after all that partying.
Pretty much. Well, this is funny. We had the Ferdinand's Ball on Thursday night at the All East Center, which was fabulous. And I may have to start bleeding red instead of blue. All those Louisville Cardinals showed up.
Well, we'll
Peyton Silva and Dang.
We may have to get somebody else come in here and do the show.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. I give up. I'm easy. But anyway, they were great. And Rosie Naprovnik, we gave her the Ferdinand Award. And Rosie's agreed to be on our board of directors.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really nice. She brought her whole family, her father, her mother, her stepmother. They all danced together.
Oh.
Nice. And her sister.
It was really dance great. With them?
Huh? Well, I did. And then Jack Knowlton, who owns Funny Side, gave us a check for $5,000.
Oh, wow.
That was good. And this morning, I just got a call from the New York Racing Association. They're going to sponsor something up at our fair up at Ohika Castle before the Belmont. And so they're a sponsor, and they're giving us $5,000. So I'm telling you, it's just unbelievable. And if it's my lucky day, wins this afternoon, I'm alive in the Oaks double. I got a $5 double with that horse who won yesterday at 30-something to 1.
Nope. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes losers win.
I'm going over to Brandywine Farm if it does and get a free meal off Jim and Pam.
Nice.
Robinson.
They bred a horse in the Derby.
It's my lucky day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My horse. Love that horse. I love Eddie Pleasa. If you go and look at that horse's last race in the Florida Derby, everybody shrugged it off. But that was a real prep race. I mean, that horse was not pushed at all.
Yeah. What are we going to do about the mud in case it comes up raining?
Well, he should like it. He should like it, Muddy. It is raining already.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Then I just look at the Tomlinson numbers and see who else got over 400 and see what happens.
I hope it rains this afternoon so I don't have to mow.
There you go. Can't mow during the Derby anyway, can you?
No.
I saw where a certain movie star was in town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What was her name?
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek. Oh, yeah. She comes to every Derby.
She helps us. She helps us. She loves. She's on the California Racing Commission.
Uh-huh.
You know. So, yeah, it was nice. It was a great party. This is personally what happened was I was supposed to stay at my friend Dan Rima's house in Louisville Thursday night because I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to the backside because we did a lot of radio and TV ads with Woodford Reserve because they've done all the Julep Cups for us this year, which has just been unbelievable. They sold them all out. They don't have any more.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's really, really
big
good.
Big lick to you, huh?
Whew. Yeah, a lot. A lot. Plus, I got to go. I got to walk around with the master distiller, Chris, who's a great guy, and we're going to do some other things with Woodford Reserve that's going to help us. So it's really, really, it was a great time. But so what happens? I go over to my friend Dan Rima's house, and he doesn't answer the door. It's midnight. I'm in this neighborhood, and I'm going, It's like 12:15 comes, and I go,
I wouldn't answer the door either. Midnight with you, Doc.
Dan's a smart guy.
Yeah. He must have known it was me. He said, let's look and see what he does. I can tell he's probably peeking out that top window going, let's see what he does. Anyway, so I got back in the car, drove back to Georgetown, went to bed at 2 o'clock, set the alarm for 4, popped up at 4, got back there at 6.
I believe I'd have slept in the car.
And then, I know, but I'm too old. Sleeping in the car, you had to be young to do that.
Found a tack room.
No, you can't. Yeah, they wouldn't let me on the back stretch at midnight. Are you kidding? During Churchill Downs, they had a security guard. For every groom, there were 7 security guards. I mean, it was unbelievable. There are probably 1,000 security guards there.
Chaplain.
Yeah, that's true. I should have just told him I was drunk and I needed a ride.
Jackie said she called.
Now you're
called the track chaplain. Yeah.
Right. But anyway, got up and walked around. And then I came back and we did this tour with this great group from California, a busload of Californians that were really – and one of the people on the tour was the producer of The Simpsons.
Oh, Lord.
And the other one and his wife, they met because she represented the voice – she's an agent. She represented all the voice talent on The Simpsons, and that's how they met.
Ah.
You never know what's going to happen. It's always exciting. And today, what could be better than today?
Jackie knew this guy who was a UK student. You know how the – people will come around and pick you up and drive you home. You know, if you're,
yeah, sure.
If you're inebriated.
Yeah.
He called from home, wanted to ride to the bars.
I love that. Yeah. I love those UK students. They're so imaginative.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. That's great. That is great.
Oh, well.
Oh, Ursula's looking at his watch.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. We got more to talk about. Well, Mizzen Mass is a great value as a sire. That's our Michael Cirola, who, as a partner in Oceanic Bloodstock, planned the mating, which resulted in Flotilla. That's how he described it. Flotilla, of course, the daughter of Ms. Mass, that won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf last fall. Flotilla posted a Breeders' Cup victory the day before Ms. Direction whipped Colts in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Since then, Ms. Direction, also by Ms. Mass, has won the Grade 2 Monrovia, the Grade 2 Buena Vista, and the Grade 3 Las Ciengas for earnings of over $1,154,000. With 10 wins, 4 seconds and a third, and 15 starts, in other words, she's never been out of the money. Ms. Direction is generally considered to be the best sprinter on grass in North America of either sex. Ms. and Mass has sired 5 Grade 1 stakes winners. When you sire that many, that's no accident. Stands for $15,000 live foal at Judmont Farm, home also the Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense, the sire in his first crop of a graded stakes winner, a group stakes winner, plus 2 others that are placed in stakes. First Defense stands for $7,500 live foal. He might be the bargain sire of the year. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Frey, and see the website at judmont.com.
Hey, horse racing fans, grab your smartphone and text HORSE to 84700 to get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, and trainers. It's like having the racing program to every racetrack right in your pocket. It's fun for kids and adults. Remember, text HORSE to 84700 to get your Horse Races Now. And watch for me on Horse Races Now. Message and data rates may apply.
Giacomo defeated a field which included the likes of a Fleet Alex, Bellamy Road, and Flower Alley the day he won the Kentucky Derby. And at stud, he came within 3/4 of a length of signing a classic winner. That's the margin of Disposable Pleasure's loss in the classic Grade 1 Mother Goose. Of course, Disposable Pleasure had already won the Grade 2 Demoiselle at Aqueduct as a 2-year-old, and she's 2-for-2 this year, winning first at Gulfstream and then taking the Grade 3 60 Sales Stakes in Chicago on April 20, posting a 98 buyer and increasing her earnings to more than $515,000. She's a runner, one of 4 2013 stakes winners and 17 stakes horses from the first 3 crops by Giacomo, besides winning the Kentucky Derby, won the $300,000 San Diego Handicap and placed in 6 other stakes, including the Grade 1 Preakness and the Grade 1 Hollywood Futurity. He earned over $2,537,000. Giacomo is by Holy Bull. He's half-brother to Tiago, a Grade 1 stakes winner of over $2,359,000. Seems like millionaires run in the family. Stands for $5,000, payable when the foal stands in Nurses at Adena Springs. Good luck today to Oxbow, the son of the elite Adena Springs sire Awesome Again, that's going into the Kentucky Derby off a win in the Grade 3 LeCompte and a head loss in the Grade 2 Rebel. For more information about the stallions over to Adena Springs, get in touch with Eric Hamelback at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adenastallions.com. All righty. We're talking to Michael Bowman. If you can blow anything, you can have that too.
I'm reading an article in tomorrow's Racing Form on the breeding section of the Daily Racing Form.
Yeah.
Really nice article on AP Indy. And we're coming out with a new edition of the Old Friends Daily Racing Form magazine that'll be out just before the Belmont. And the great picture of Flower Alley on the front, but there's a wonderful story inside on AP Indy. And
yeah, written by Mary Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Mary
did a writer. Did a wonderful job. And
let me talk about that edition. That's a pretty good one. I took a look at it. I pick up my form out here every Sunday morning. And there's an article in there about Wesley Ward, and, you know, is noted as a trainer of 2-year-olds. I hate to get labeled like that, but
he had a great game in me.
Huh?
Every time he threw out at Keeneland was going
crazy.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, he's a top trainer. There's an article by, it's on commercial impaction of sires.
Not commercial impaction, the commercial impact.
Impact. Well, I can't read my damn writing. Impact on sires who's win the Kentucky Derby. And we'll see what that happens. There's an article on the first crop sires at two-year-old sales over there. And of course, Glennie Kane, Oxford, wrote about
Oakford.
Oakford, is that the way you pronounce
Oakford.
It? Oh,
yeah.
And John Sparkman's got one there. Tell me about that.
John Sparkman's a great breeding writer. He's got a great.
He's writing about the Renaissance. Did I pronounce that correctly?
That's fabulous.
Of breeding in Germany.
Yeah. Well, they don't use any drugs over there, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is a Renaissance.
Well, anyway,
but the article on AP Indy is fabulous.
Yeah, pick up that form. Sunday's form. Today's form.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow's form. You can pick it up.
Well, tomorrow, everybody's got today's form because it's the Derby form. But tomorrow, you know, you should pick it up just for that section because it's really, really good. And there's a horse running in their first race at Woodbine I really like. I hope Keeneland's open for simulcasting.
They will be.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't you have an account with
No, I'd go crazy. Are you kidding me? I'd never get anything done. I'd be up there on my computer. I'd be betting 2,500 claimers from Emerald Downs in the middle of the night. I mean, I'm a disease.
I'm a disease gambler,
and
it sounds like an addiction to me.
It is. I'm trying to control it. I only control it because I only bet at Keeneland.
There you go.
That's the only way I could. Because if I had one of those accounts, I'd be going crazy. But the article on AP India, Lane's End is taking out a full page, another ad, nice ad in the new Old Friends DRF magazine that has these fabulous photographs of Gulch and a really nice quote about Old Friends from Will Ferrer.
Oh, that's good.
It's going to come out just before the Belmont. Yep. So it's pretty exciting times.
Yeah, well, you got a big deal tomorrow, haven't you?
Yeah, we have our homecoming tomorrow. In fact, if you look at today's form, there's an ad for our homecoming in the post positions at Churchill Downs. The racing form has put in ads all week. I never thought we'd get an ad in on Derby Day. That was fabulous.
Wow.
It's about the homecoming.
Yeah.
So everybody,
I saw that.
You're going to come?
Yeah.
Great. 3:00.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
We'll be there.
We'll be in the barn, whatever it is.
All right. Yeah, that's a big barn.
Yeah.
Good old tobacco barn. Used to be.
We got the best beer in Kentucky. I mean, I got a selection of beers from the liquor barn that you will eat your heart out, and I'm hoping there's a lot of leftovers.
Doc, did you have something to do with that?
No, he wouldn't let me share.
You wouldn't?
Well,
I know you're always wearing a liquor barn.
Well, you'll have to be driving up. You know, we named our main street Buyer's Way because, you know, you have to do everything Buyer's Way, and it's called Buyer's Way. So you'll have to come up Buyer's Way to go to the homecoming.
Did he put a sign up yet, Doc?
Yeah,
he did, actually.
Really?
Know. And he had in small letters, but loser. But I get my shirts from my daughter, and they're from Louisville.
Yeah.
So now that Michael is totally enamored with
Go Cardinals.
Yeah.
No,
there's no Wild.
Russ is going to kick you off.
I know he is. I know he is, Bob.
Yeah, well.
Talk about the party.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Luberson party.
Oh, the Luberson party. That was good. Mm-hmm. Dr. Alday has this party every year for his clients, and this year he decided to make it into a fundraiser for Old Friends. And Todd Pletcher was there, and Gary Stevens, and Doug O'Neill. We actually had a nice talk with Doug O'Neill about Lava Man. Because he's, you know, a stable pony now, but he doesn't get along with Golden Scent, so he didn't get to come to the Derby.
Oh.
And Doug said that when he's done as a stable pony, he's going to send him to Old Friends. So eventually he'll get there. I hope I live long enough. But but it's great, you know. And there's so many great stories with all these horses. Palace Malice is in, and Charlie Pegg, who's retired a number of horses to us, including Lou Brissy. He owns part of Palace Malice, and he's all excited about that. And of course. Rosie's riding my lute, so we, you know, it's almost no matter who wins the Derby, we'll be happy.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. 17 of the 19 with Folding, Kentucky.
Yep. Tells you something.
You got a New Yorker and a Pennsylvania bred in there.
Tells you something.
A couple of Yankee invaders.
Keep them here. Keep them in Kentucky.
Well, 3:00 tomorrow is a big deal, though.
Yeah, 3:00 tomorrow is our homecoming. It actually marks the 10th anniversary of Old Friends. We started 10 years ago with one retiree.
It doesn't seem possible. It's been a decade already.
I know, it doesn't.
Doc, how did you get
hooked into this. I'll tell you. Never mind. I'll tell him. Be quiet.
So here he goes.
So one day, Sylvia called me on the phone. And she goes, Dr. Byers was just here, and he left us a check for $1,000. I said, whoa, that's great. So I've
never had that kind of money in my life.
It's a beautiful check. And I'd never met him, but I knew his reputation was, you know, amazing. So I used the opportunity to call him up and to thank him. So in the middle of thanking him, I said, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. Could I come over? I'd really like to talk to you about, you know, what I should be doing and all this. So I went over to the office, and Doug put his feet up. I mean, anybody who's ever had the privilege of being Dr. Byers knows he puts his feet up, and he leans back, and he looks at you like, okay, are you going to listen to me? Anyway, he doesn't say that, but you can tell that that's what he means. So I did, believe it or not, started to listen to him, and we started talking. And I really, you know, of course, really respected him and really liked him. So, and then we were drinking beer, too, so that helped. So,
Doc's beer, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not. It was Sam Adams, and I brought it. I remember this distinctly. So so then I between the beer and the fact that we were getting along fairly well, I worked up the courage, and I said, look, I said, if I promise not to call you in the middle of the night, would you be our vet? So we really need somebody like you to take care of the horses. So then he leans back even a little further and gives me that look, and he's looking over his glass like this, and he goes, well, long pause. I don't know. I'll tell you. I'll only do it under one condition. I said, what's that? He says, that you will call me at 2 o'clock in the morning. So that was that, and we've been friends ever since. At least I still like him. I wouldn't want to speak to him on the other end of that. Yeah, I'm sure he got like, oh my God. Well, you know, the first couple times I called him, I'm sure I could see his eyes rolling through the phone. Like, what are you talking about? I'm in tears. Some horses hurt. We got to do something. You know, I'm an emotional wreck. And he's going, oh Jesus, what did I ever think about to do this? Anyway, finally, he showed me where the heart was. After several attempts, I found it with the stethoscope. And
yeah, your patient died last week.
Mm-hmm. The patient died. Which one was
that? Stormcat.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's
he
right.
He learned how to listen to the heart on Stormcat.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So
it's unbelievable.
And he had quite a murmur.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Had a murmur.
He had a heart murmur, but it what was
obviously
called,
didn't affect him.
No. He is what we call a diastolic, or the instead of the pumping phase, it's the filling phase, and the certain valve that would be involved is very forgiving, so you don't have congestive heart failure. Mm-hmm. And so,
is that the one? I'm going to show my ignorance. Is that the one where the one side fills up and doesn't get rid of all of the blood? So it when it fills up too big, it goes whoosh. Is that the kind?
His is diastolic, or a filling phase. Yeah. So instead of the heart going boom,
yeah,
that's the pumping phase.
Oh,
and okay. That causes the heart to fill abnormally.
Too much?
Yeah.
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 And so they get heart failure. Now, with the filling phase, the diastolic, it's basically a regurgitation of the tricuspid valve.
It doesn't all go out.
No, it doesn't. But it's not a pathological murmur. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how old was he when they put him down? 30?
30.
30.
30. Yeah,
I've
had a heart murmur all my life.
Yeah,
we talked to Dr.
Yoker. I guess they're gonna put me down any day now.
Don't give people ideas.
Well, Joe Yoakum was there, and of course I would check his heart every year.
Dr. Yoakum?
Dr. Mm-hmm. Yoakum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he only used to own a farm out the old Frankfurt Pike out there? I believe he did.
He may have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. We called them up. We called them up after Stormcat died and asked them what they were going to do with Clockstopper, who was nice stakes winning horse, who was Stormcat's pal, and offered our services at Old Friends if he wanted to retire him there. And he said that the original breeder decided he wanted him to come back home, so he's back home at his original breeder spot. So thanks.
They had him turned out with something.
They had Stormcat turned out with Clockstopper. Yeah, they were buddies.
Oh, okay. And he was a gilding, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Not often you turn a stud, an old stud out with something, is it? You know, like that.
You know, Stormcat was actually a very kind horse.
Yeah.
And so it as he got aging, doesn't surprise me that he would get along with another horse gilding.
That's what Susan says. The older Doug got, she gets along with him a lot better.
That's what Jack has been saying. God, you know how these women are.
Takes a long time to train a good husband.
She said it takes a long time
to train a good husband. There are no good husbands.
All right, well, Invasor is now a member of Racing's Hall of Fame. He became eligible for nomination for the first time this year and was duly elected. In fact, he was about as near to a sure thing as you'll ever find in horse racing. Invasor won 11 of his 12 starts, was undefeated in his native South America and undefeated in North America. He was Horse of the Year and Champion 3-year-old in South America, Horse of the Year and Champion Older Horse in North America. He was named Champion Older Male in the United Arab Emirates after winning the Grade 1 Dubai World Cup. He won 9 Grade 1 stakes, an unprecedented 6 in a row, among them the Breeders' Cup Classic. He was named Horse of the World as a 4-year-old, and he was rated number 1 in the world at the time of his retirement at 5. And he earned a little bit of money, $7,804,070. Invasor stands at Shadwell Farm. Horse of the Year. Home also of the Stallions, Albertus Maximus, Horse of the Year, I should say. Hall of Famer. Home also of the Stallions, Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Intadab, Dazzle, and Mustin Farr. For more information about Shadwell Stallions, contact Stallion Manager Kent Barnes, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk about my good friend Ralph Quillen over Quillen Leather and Tack. I'm sure that halter was probably made over at Quillen's at Ball Pony.
Taken from
Quillen's.
By somebody we know.
Yeah.
No comment.
I know many times. No telling how many times he's going to sell that halter. Ralph, as I said, he's got Quillen Tack down in Paris. It's a great tack show. Oh, there was a video on that we watched that's really good. Jackie, I'll get Jackie to talk about it. She can explain. Come here and talk about that video, Ralph, that we watched the other day.
Oh. You know?
Yeah.
I meant to write that down. Kentucky Backroads. You know what I'm talking about, Michael?
I know that show. We were on it once.
Yeah. Well,
great show.
Quillen's is on it. Now, it's Kentucky. Is it Bluegrass?
Bluegrass and Backroads.
And Backroads. Okay. Mm-hmm. You do that and Google that and then type in Quillen. I guess it's all you need is Quillen. And it'll come up. It's a real good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. I saw that too.
Bluegrass and Backroads.com. And then type in Quillen.
Yeah, it shows them making the halters and things like that.
The only thing it was missing was showing Ralph asleep at his desk upstairs.
Oh no, he pulled his hair back and looked all real nice.
Shaved
up his partly. His beard.
He
might have trimmed his beard, but he didn't shave.
Yeah, well,
right.
I know. I'm sorry I said that.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. It was extremely well done. I didn't know Ralph could talk like that, my goodness. I was real impressed. I'm going to have to...
I want to know who the pretty girl was who was taking the pictures. That's what I want to know. The videographer must have been a girl. He doesn't smile that much. I think that's the secret to the whole thing, frankly.
Bottom line is, though, he runs a great tack shop.
Yeah, he does.
And so go down and see him. And incidentally, if you walk in and you're local and you buy something and you get a 10% discount just right off the top.
Take it with you.
If, what do you mean if you take it with you?
If you don't ship, you get the discount.
Oh, if you take it with you, yeah. No shipping is what it is. Yeah. Jackie, somebody's going to come over here from England and fly all the way over here and then walk in to get that 10% discount.
But if they're here.
All right.
As long as Ralph doesn't have to ship it, I think is the point.
Yes, yeah, so long as Ralph doesn't have to ship it. Okay. We'll get to Ralph. I'm sorry about this, but what the hell?
We'll make it up to you next week, Ralph.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Right. You know what I have to say is one of the great things about going around with that Woodford Reserve thing. He made all those fabulous julep cups, and every time you did it, you had to take a sip. So, like by 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going, "Wow, this is the breakfast of champions."
Well, let me tell you how to find Ralph Quillen Leather and Tackle. If you're going into Paris from the Lexington area, go straight on in. Don't take the bypass. Go to the third stoplight and look to your left. Fun to go in there. Nice people. Go in there and say hello to Sandy or Debbie, and maybe even get lucky and meet old Ralph there while you're at it. Well, the first of the Triple Crown races is, of course, today. And if you're looking for a young stallion with a pedigree loaded with classic potential, take a good look at Midas Touch and Mythical Power or Santiva. They stand at Warhorse Place. Now, Midas Touch was a champion three-year-old colt was here in Ireland. He won group stakes there and just missed taking a Group 1 Classic Irish Derby, dropping a head decision to future Eclipse Award winner Cape Blanco. And incidentally, both Midas Touch and Cape Blanco are by the Classic Sire Galileo. Midas Touch placed also in the Classic St. Ledger in Great Britain, and he placed in Grade 1 stakes in Australia. Mythical Power, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $821,000, is one of 10 stakes winners from the first two crops by Congaree. In addition to winning 10 graded stakes, 5 of them graded, Congaree, 5 of them grade 1, I should say, Congaree placed in the Preakness and the Belmont Stakes. Santiva, never out of the money at 2, winner of the grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill, was second in Keeneland's grade 1 Futurity, and he's by the proven sire classic winners, Giants Causeway. Midas Touch for $10,000 and Mythical Power and Santiva for $7,500. Fees are payable when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0030, or Dana Assinger, 859-509-3157, and see the website at warhorseplace.com.
Run that bonnet one more time.
All righty. Michael, you got anything you want to blab about for you?
Well, I just hope a lot of people come to homecoming tomorrow. We have a lot of really great auction items, and the AL8 people drop their tent by. We've got all the AL8 you could possibly drink, and if you sneak around back, I'll throw a little bourbon in it. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's against the law. Oh, my God.
I'll find a porta potty.
I don't know where it is. I don't know where that came from. I was mistaken.
Behind
I retract that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All but right. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Steve Norman's coming with Shades of Grass. His band's going to perform.
Okay.
So, and during the break, Steve's going to trim a few of our horses. We could.
For free, of course.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask him. I think so. So it's been. It'll be a really, really great party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, we'll be there. You going to come? We going to try to make it, Doc?
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan good. Made reservation. And if you look at your Derby program today in the racing forum, page 35 of the past performances,
it
has an advertisement for Old Friends' 9th annual homecoming event. And the unidentified horse is Rapid Redux.
That's a...
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. That's a wonderful picture.
Yeah.
It is a great picture. Barbara Livingston, of course.
Yeah.
Barbara came to the farm to take more pictures for the new issue of the Racing Form magazine. She got some great ones. She got a great one of Sarava. I think they're going to put Sarava on the cover because he's our Belmont winner, and it's a big deal.
Yeah,
this is really cool. The other day, I came home, and there's this guy down there petting Sarava and giving him carrots, and it was Gary Drake, his owner. Louisville, who just came. He comes by like once a month, pets the horse, feed him carrots. I mean, it's really, really nice.
Yeah. Good.
So. Well, that's super.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. I love it.
Yeah.
And you can see our Gallopalooza Ferdinand, who's been retired. We now also retire Gallopalooza horses. We have Gallopalooza Ferdinand, who's been donated to Old Friends by Elizabethtown Tourism. He's been over there since 2004, but now we retired him here.
Is that
full size Ferdinand?
What's your Derby pick?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Doc, who you want? Who you like in the Derby, Doc?
I got to stay with Shug.
Yeah. Shug. He likes Orb. Who do you like? Well, not.
It's my lucky day.
It's your lucky day.
Okay. I hope it
it's
is.
My lucky day.
Likes yeah. the as he likes the off track. Let it rain, let it pour, let it do whatever it
yeah.
wants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Doc, we're probably going to kill him. I like him too. Ran into Seth yesterday, and of course Seth is looking forward to Orb winning. He wants that too. I asked yeah. Seth if he was going to go to Derby. He said they still show it on TV, don't they? All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right. See ya. Everybody have a great Derby day. All the horses come back good, and all the people come back good, and everybody has a good time.
All right. Well, there are three colts by Spencer Stallions scheduled to go postward in today's Kentucky Derby. Golden Sense, winner of the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, the Grade 3 Sham, a four of his career starts and of over $1,250,000 is from the first crop by Into Mischief. Orb, winner of the Grade 1 Florida Derby, the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth Stakes, unbeaten in 2013 and earner of over $921,000 by Malibu Moon, who currently ranks fourth on the sire list among those that stud in North America. Vijack, winner this year of the Grade 2 Jerome, Grade 3 Gotham, a game third, beaten just a length for all the money in the Grade 1 Wood, and earner of over $542,000 is, like Golden Sense, from the first crop by In the Mischief, the nation's number one ranked second crop sire by cumulative earnings. Good luck is to the connections of Golden Sense Orb and Vijack. And remember, you are welcome to inspect the Spendthrift Stallions. And the following are eligible for Spendthrift's innovative Breed Secure program. Dominus, Line of David, Notional, who had a first-time starter win impressively at Keeneland on April 25. Patio Prada, Warriors Reward, and Wilburn. Just call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker at Spendthrift Farm, 859-294-0030, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. I want to thank our friends down at Reborn and at down at Shelbyville at Halstrom and it for putting on that
yeah,
benefit that for
such a nice
your mic's not on, honey. They going to come around and turn it on. All right. Anyway, that was a nice party, and it was to benefit the old friends. And we drove down. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is. So funny. My sister lives in Shelbyville, and I know one road in Shelbyville, and that was the road that it was on.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And the food was good.
Anyway, it was Dr. Steve Alday, and he picked up the check.
What a nice guy he is.
Yeah, lovely.
Met his wife.
Owns the farm down there, and a beautiful place. And all the profits, everything that they made went to old friends. So thank you, Steve. It was a nice thing for you to do. Those are two great products anyway, Lubricin and Reborn. Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe, easy to use. Use it as a supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals, of course, to help boost their natural colostrum. Strengthens the foal's immune system, and that's what it does for horses. That's what that's intent, and that's what it does. Incidentally, horses run on it also. I know Wise Dan runs on it. And matter of fact, Todd Pletcher uses it. He also uses...
he was at that party.
Yeah, he was there. Uh-huh. And
O'Neill was there, a bunch of Derby trainers.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were nice folks. Lubricin, it sustains the integrity of the joint fluid and helps reduce the need for, you know, injections, acid injections, and so forth. And as I said before, Todd Pletcher uses both products. Tony Dutrow uses it. So's Jerry Hollendoffer and Mike Maker. And so they're great products. Now, you can find, go to the website lubricin.com, lubricin.com. Reborn.com, reborne.com, and learn more about those products. And here locally, you can get them at KBC in Lexington and Horse Sense in Versailles. And Ralph Quillen said he was going to start stocking it, so hopefully he did.
I'll tell you who else was at that party. Was the first black jockey in how long?
Kevin Krieger.
Yes, that's yeah. He was at that party, and his dad was there. His dad was real nice. I met him, too. I didn't get to meet the famous jockey, but I did meet his dad.
All right. Well, Giant's Causeway is a proven sire of classic winners, among them the outstanding sire Shamadal. Cowboy Cows by Giants Causeway is out of a daughter of yet another classic sire seeking the goal. Cowboy Cow was a runner himself, won 6 stakes, won stakes at 2, 3, and 4, placed in 7 stakes. 11 of the 13 the stakes that he ran in were graded, 4 grade 1. He earned over $1 million. The first foals by Cowboy Cow at 2 year olds, one sold recently at a 2 year old in training sale for $420,000. So they look and they act like runners. Cowboy Cow stands for 7,500 live foal at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Broken Vow and Sky Classic. And the Broken Vows are off and running again this year. He's got 6 stakes winners already. This following last year, which saw him represented by 19 stakes winners. That was the third best in the nation. Broken Vow, 25,000 live foal, Sky Classic. This sire had 59 stakes winners, 6 champions, and over 100 stakes horses. You'll look long and hard to find another sire to match that record, standing for 7,500 live foal. Inquire to Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
Run, old Molly, run. Run, old Molly, run. Kimball's gonna beat you to the bright sun.
Okay.
Does that work? Is that right with you?
Yeah, we're going to the top of the hour. Is that right?
It?
Right after the top of the hour?
Yeah, we'll go to Steve.
Okay. All right. Steve, we're going to go get Steve Moody. He's going to give us the winner of the Derby. I hope he agrees with me, but I know Steve, he's always trying to beat the favorites.
There's only two that have run on mud successfully, on slop, and that's By Jack and It's My Lucky Day.
He went off and forgot that.
That's because you put it under here. You took it away from him.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't put it under there, I don't think.
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
Put it under the thing, and it looked like you were hoarding it. You take it to him tomorrow at his party.
Well, too late then.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I don't know what to tell you either.
Okay, should I do some announcements right now?
Yeah, you can go a couple of minutes to do some naps.
Okay, 17 of 19 starters in today's Kentucky Derby. Fold in Kentucky, of course. Thoroughbred Farm Manager's next meeting is May 8th at the Keeneland Phoenix Room. You were supposed to get your reservations yesterday, but I think if you call, you might luck out. Ken Ramsey's going to be there.
That'll be a riot.
I think it'll be. Now, is May 8th, Rusty, is that Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Thursday. I don't see. There's a calendar right behind you.
It's Wednesday. Okay,
that's what are they having at Keeneland?
Yeah, our anniversary is the day before, and don't forget it. I just wanted to get my... Yeah. Anyway, so that'll be fun. Can't wait to do that. Schooling days, Monday, May 6th and Tuesday, May 7th. At the Horse Park, it's your chance to... First chance up until June to school, $35 a horse, 4 hours. You get to ride the big rides that wear Rolex and all, although everybody jumps into the pond at that one big duck jump, and then they circle the duck, and then they get out. Or at least that's what we did. Current Coggins health cert, so, and you have to have a helmet and a vest. I'll be darned, and a medical armband. So, I used to have one of those medical armbands. They used to make me wear one. I think that's what they were talking about how well I stayed on. It is Bluegrass and Backroads. That's, and it's under Kentucky Farm Bureau, too. That thing with Ralph Quillen. High Hope is coming up Sunday, May 19th. At the Horse Park, it's a big deal. Everybody looks so much forward to that. You can tailgate, general admission, trackside parking is $25 a vehicle. You get a lawn box for $125. Members Pavilion is $75 a person. You can get preferred tailgating. You can get a corporate tent. I used to do the preferred tailgating. That's a lot of fun. Arts and Crafts Fair. They have, let me see, the races, Kentucky Mounted Police Patrol We'll give a demonstration, mounted games, double Dan horsemanship, parade of the Woodford Hounds, tailgate competition, CKRH miniature horses will be there, stick horse races for the kids, a silent auction, horse farm workers Olympics, Irish versus American relay race, Kentucky Polo Club. There's a bazillion things going on this year. It's always the day after Preakness. That's Sunday, May 19th at the Horse Park.
Well, Majestic Warrior is a Cyber Classic winner in his first crop. Yesterday at Churchill Downs, Grade 1, $1 million Kentucky Oaks was won by Princess of Silmar, a 3-year-old filly by Majestic Warrior, bred by Ed Stanko and trained by Todd Pletcher. Princess of Silmar defeated a top-quality field of 11, which included Beholder, champion 2-year-old filly 2012, winner of the last two starts of the Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks and Grade 1 Las Virgines Stakes. Grade 1 winner Dreaming of Julia, who went into the Oaks off a 21-length win in the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Oaks. And undefeated Close Hatches, winner of the Grade 2 Gazelle in her last out. Winner earlier of the Busanda Stakes and the Busher Stakes, both in New York, Princess Silmar is one of 5 stakes winners, 12 stakes horses, from the first crop by Majestic Warrior, the nation's number one ranked sire of 2-year-old winners last year with 30. Winner of the Grade 1 Hopeful Stakes is a 2-year-old. Majestic Warrior is by A.P. Indy, out of Grade 1 winner and millionaire Dream Supreme by Seeking the Goal, and he stands at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. To learn more about the Ashford Stallions, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
WLXG Lexington, ESPN Sports Radio 1300, Central Kentucky's only Toyota Express Maintenance Center.
And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
A creative cause met and defeated every horse he ever faced. That includes I'll Have Another and Bodemeister, the 1-2 finishers in last year's Kentucky Derby. Union Rags, Paintner, champion 2-year-old Hanson, Doulahan, Gemologist, is an outstanding crop. He won the Grade 1 Norfolk Stakes and the Grade 2 Best Pal Stakes and placed in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity at 2. At 3, he won the Grade 2 San Felipe and he placed in the Grade 1 Preakness, the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, and Grade 2 San Vicente. And he earned over $1 million. Creative Cause is by 3-time champion Sire Giants Causeway and is out of the Millionaire Dream of Summer, multiple graded stakes winner and conqueror of a shadow in the Grade 1 Apple Blossom. Creative Cause is a complete package, a brilliant Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1 million. He's by a champion sire and Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1 million. He's out of a Grade 1 stakes winner and millionaire with the good looks to go with it. He's standing his first season at stud for $15,000 live foal at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to a racing profit.
The horse right.
All righty. I have with me, as we speak, Steve Moody, who's the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which, of course, is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And you can buy that Handicapper Sheet about any place that they sell a racing form. You can buy them at Churchill Downs. You can get them off the line at Brisnet, off the internet at brisnet.com. And I can't wait to see who Steve is going to pick this year. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Ursula. Happy Derby Day to you.
Well, the same to you, my friend. Well, let's have at it. Who do you like?
Well, Ursula, I think this is my 23rd year of doing the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. I don't think I've, if I remember right, I don't think I've picked a favorite ever in all those years, and here we are this year, and I'm picking at least the morning line favorite. Whether he'll be the favorite, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I just kept coming back to the way Orb had been working at Churchill Downs, and you know, he just steadily improved this entire year. Broke his maiden, of course, late in the year last year. Won an allowance race at Gulfstream. Won the Fountain of Youth. Won the Florida Derby. Come up here, and this really seems like he's just sort of come to hand for Shug McGahey. Since he's been up here, he's worked tremendously. Looked so good on the racetrack, and you know, Shug and the connections. You know, they went home disappointed back in '89 when Easy Goer came up short, and so maybe now 24 years later they'll get the roses. So I'm going to take Orb on top in the Derby. My second choice is Normandy Invasion for Shug's former assistant Chad Brown. And Fox Hill Farm, of course. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Ursula, some of the pictures and the video with the owner of Fox Hill brought in some World War II vets that had participated in the Normandy invasion, and brought them in to get up close and personal tour and see the horse in the flesh, and it was really interesting to see some of those pictures and hear a couple of them interviewed, and that would obviously be a good backstory to this horse winning. My third choice is a Revolutionary, the Windstar colt with Calvin Burrell, one of the Pletcher handful that's running today, and a couple of long shots I think that's worth looking at is the 12 horse It's My Lucky Day, the horse that Orb defeated back in the last time out. And you know, I don't think that he was you know, after he won the Holy Bull, I don't think he was, maybe they knew that they were you know, they knew where they were going to get in the Derby, and maybe weren't completely cranked up last time out, but I think that you know, they were looking forward to today. I think he'll be kind of forgotten in the wagering, and he's one to look at, especially if it rains and the track gets wet, and I think he's one to take a look at. And another one that's going to be a real big, huge bomb will be the four horse Golden Soul, and he's one that's going to be running at the end, and I think he likes Churchill Downs, and a long shot worth using. But as far as the top three go, 16-5-3 for Derby 139.
16-5-3. I noticed that. Well, I'm going to scare you to death first, because I had my choices written down here, and I had Orb and Normandy Invasion. But I had Verrazano coming in third. The thing that worried me about him is I'm not sure he'll race. What do you think?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the pace plays out. I think that Lucas and Stevens have made it known that breaking down from the inside, that he's going to send Oxbow, Falling Sky. I don't think there's any question that he's going to go. Golden Sense, you would think he's going to be up close. And you know, they all talk about that. This is you know, we don't have the cheap speed in the Derby this year, like maybe in other years, because of the change in the qualifying of how you get into the Derby, where the 2-year-old races aren't counted, especially those sprint races. And so I think that'll make a, but I still think the pace is going to be legitimate. And, you know, Verrazano, you would think is going to be close to the pace. So, It'll be interesting to see how that works out. He's another one that should like an off track as well, Verrazano.
Yeah, that's another variable that you have to take into consideration. It's raining down there now, I understand, in Churchill. So, did he ever run on Verrazano? Did he in the mud or anything? I've got him here. Let me take a look. But I don't think many of these things had to deal with off tracks, have they?
Not too many. Vijack and It's My Lucky Day and Palace Malice, I think, or
mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's not too many.
Hey, Vijack, let's see here. Yeah, well, he won in the slop. Won a little stake up at Aqueduct last year as a 2-year-old. But since then, he's caught fast tracks. I hate it when it rains like that because it kind of, you know, it just kind of throws a monkey wrench into things until you're handicapping, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're doing it 3 days ahead, you have to assume it's going to be fast, even if the weather forecast would seem to indicate otherwise, because you just can't depend on it being a sloppy track.
Yeah,
and so it's always a difficult thing. But hopefully, hopefully we won't get too much rain. Maybe it won't be a situation like we had with Smarty Jones, you know, where you just had the heavens open up,
yeah,
an hour before the race or something like that. So.
Yeah. Now, they scratched Black Onyx. I wonder if they scratched him because of the post position. He drew the one hole.
Well, they said yesterday that they found he had a little bit of filling in his front foot, and that they found yesterday morning, and they took some x-rays, and the first x-rays didn't show anything, and then they took another set, and was where they found it, and he had I forgot what the actual diagnosis was.
Yeah, but he had a problem anyway. Yeah,
and unfortunately, by the time they got the second x-ray, they had already gone past the scratch time. And
So
that prevented the also eligible horse from getting in.
Yeah. Well, gee whiz. Okay. Well, you like Orban, Normandy Invasion. I had him 1-2 with Verrazano. I thought I had him laid down as third, my long shot pick, and he wouldn't be an extreme long shot, but you're going to get 15-1. That's pretty long shot for me. Was Vijack. And, I'm surprised you and I hardly ever pick the same horse.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of people, obviously around Lexington, with the connections of Orb that are rooting for,
Shug.
You got the connections to Claiborne and then to Shug, and there's a lot of Phipps family and a lot of that, a lot of sentimentality going toward Orb.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And fold down in Bourbon County. There's three or four of them fold in Bourbon County. As far as that goes, over It's My Lucky Day was Brandywine Farmer with us. Pam and Jim Robinson raised him. And a couple of the others. But,
I just saw on the screen, so they were showing the current Derby odds, and I think Orb was I think he was 7-1.
Is that right?
I
take 7-1 on him.
He was 7-1. Let's see, Revolutionary was 10-1. Verrazano was 9-1. see here. And Golden Sense was 5-1.
Got Golden Sense is a favorite right now.
Yeah. That's still a lot of the Patino.
Yeah, exactly. Patino, I was getting ready to say that. Well, I think that's one of those horses that has got many owners, I think. What is he? You got a 5% interest in him?
Yeah, he's only had 5% interest, but of course everybody in the Louisville once says, well, that's Patino's horse, so.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah.
It's My Lucky Day is at 9-1, so he's actually getting a little bit of play.
He must have been working pretty good down there. Yeah.
Well, I think he's looked good. I don't think he's worked. He hasn't worked a whole lot, but yeah. He was kind of a late. He was kind of a late arrival. It's My Lucky Day was, but we've seen that happen before. So,
well, how did Verrazano handle the track down there? Did he say, you know, you said he liked the mud, but I just wonder how he'd been training since the wood.
You know, I'm trying to remember. You know, I think he's been okay, but maybe not spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things with him is that you know, if Pletcher just had one horse in the race, obviously, and he was the one coming in undefeated, I think he'd probably get a lot more attention. But since Pletcher has got five of them, and then you got, of course, you've got Revolutionary, who's getting a lot of play, a lot of course, people here because he's a Windstar,
mm-hmm.
is the owners, and you got Calvin Burrell and
Calvin and Burrell draw some attention too. What were the odds? Did you notice the odds on Verrazano when you looked?
I think it was, I want to say 9-1, but,
boy. Well, that's a wide open derby, that's for sure.
Yeah, 9-1.
9-1 on undefeated horse. Oh, there's been a bunch of undefeated horses going and win it, though, but, Majestic Prince comes right in mind. Seattle Slew. Regret, as far as that goes. Was undefeated and won it. So, all right. Well, it's very interesting. Scares me to death when we pick the same horse, though. I'm usually a jinx. So, we'll see what happens, Steve. Oh, did you have the Oaks winner yesterday?
No, I had no. I picked a Pletcher horse, but not that one.
The wrong Pletcher horse.
Yeah, I took Unlimited Budget.
Did you now?
And he put a dent in my budget.
Did he? Okay, Steve. All right, my friend. Well, have a good derby. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, last Saturday at Belmont, the Grade 3 Westchester Stakes was won by Flat Out, a 7-year-old son of Flatter, bred by Nicholas Block and trained by Bill Mott. Flat Out covered the mile in a brilliant 1:32.4, missed the track record by just 3/5 of a second. He ran down the previously undefeated Cross Traffic, and he boosted his lifetime earnings to $2,660,383. Now, Flat Out has twice won the historic Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup at 10 furlongs, besting Stay Thirsty in 2012 and Drosselmeyer and Stay Thirsty the year before. And among his other victories, you can count the Grade 2 Suburban. He's a typical Flatter. Sound, game as it come. Flatter, a son of AP Indy, stands at Claiborne Farm. And good luck today, the connections of a line of battle by the Claiborne Sire Warfront, bred by Joseph Allen, foaled at Claiborne. And Orb, bred by Stuart S. Janney III and the Fifth Stables, and also foaled at Claiborne. For more information about the Claiborne Stallions, get in touch with Bernie Sams and see the website at claibornefarm.com. Well, talking about another winner, and that would be my good friends Hill and Reagan Parker over at LexHorseFarms.com is their website. And they're real estate people. Hill's an experienced horseman. I mean, a top fried horseman as far as that goes. He's been in real estate business for 12 years, but all along he's been training racehorses, and he's a licensed trainer, of course, and A-level pony club clubber, and they've got great references. Hill and Reagan do. They're people you can absolutely depend on and trust on. Their website, once again, is LexHorseFarms.com. Go to it. They've got listings in Fayette County and Bourbon County and Jessamine County and Woodford County and Scott County and Clark County. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices, and those are not the only counties in where they can get you up in the hills if you want to go. What they can do is find that help you find the perfect farm just for you. And their principal broker is for the Turftown Properties. And Hill is like I say, an experienced horseman. He knows what horsemen want and what they need. And if you're going to list a farm, I would certainly get in touch with them. Here's their phone number. You can get it off their website, of course. It's an 859 number. They live in Lexington, 608-8039. So give Hill a call. And he works with his wife and Reagan, and you get two for one there. So it's a great deal. They're horse people and helping horse people. So check them out at LexHorseFarms.com. Well, no biz like showbiz. Competed at the highest level at 2 and 3. He won 5 graded stakes as a 3-year-old, defeated Sightseeking in Any Given Saturday, the day he won a Grade 1 Wood Memorial, won the Grade 3 Holy Bull over Scat Daddy, both races on dirt. He won 3 stakes on grass, won the Grade 3 Kent Breeders' Cup Stakes, and the day before he had won the Grade 2 Remsen Stakes, year before I should say, run second to Scat Daddy in the Grade 1 Champagne, and he was assigned 122 pounds on experimental, that was the third highway. In fact, after winning his 2-year-old debut at Belmont Park, he competed in 12 straight graded stakes, earning $1,544,730. Now his first foals are showing that same tenacity. 23 of his 30 first crop starters have won a place, 3 have won a place in stakes, including Let Me Entertain You, winner of the listed stakes, Baru Stakes in New York, and second in the $100,000 Busher Stakes to the filly he just won the Kentucky Oaks yesterday. Of course, that also was in New York. So Nobiz Like Showbiz stands at Pope's McLean's Crestwood Farm. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com. All right, Jackie, want to finish your announcements, and we're going to play some old race calls of some of the old derbies.
They're fun. Valley High, Equitation, and Open Show. This is down on Pinkard Pike in Versailles. This is tomorrow. 8 o'clock starts with Walk Trot, Equitation, and Over Fences, and KHJA Medal, etc. Bunch of good stuff. Then, after lunch, this is something new Joyce is trying. This is Joyce Brinsfield, who, of course, has Valley High. Showmanship in Hand, 4-H Showmanship, English Horse Pony, Western Horse Pony in Hand, Bareback Elimination, just a lot of fun, different things. This I love. Ending up with the Egg and Spoon Race, the good old Egg and Spoon. So, it's $10 a class, plus a one-time $10 office fee. For more information, call Joyce Brinsfield, 948-2632. They will have High Point Rider for classes of various kind, English and Western. See, she's having some Western stuff, just kind of breakup stuff for fun. Okay, today at the Horse Park is Spring Carriage Driving Event. Maybe they'll have the Happy Derby on televisions or something. Next, let's see, Saturday, May 18th. And Sunday, May 19th, is Sheffield Ridge Farm. That's Nori Sheffield. Is having her Hunter Jumper Show. There will be schooling Friday between 3 and 7 and Saturday from 7 to 7:45. ShuffleRidgeFarm.com is the place for directions. It's real easy. Just go straight out the Russell Cave, and when you cross over 460, take the next left. It's down about a mile on the right. You won't have any problem finding it. 84 classes, 15 a class. Classics, medals, and specials are 20. Lead line is $5, office fee 15. Stabling, she's got some limited stabling at $60. Shavings are $7 a bag. You need to call Nori, 509-0404. That's easy, 509-0404. And, of course, the farrier is Dave Scheffel.
There you are.
So that's the 18th. It's today. That's 2 weeks from today, right?
Yes. I don't know.
Luberson, of course, promotes old friends, and we take it. And I may have doubled my dose. The older you get, the more fun you have. Horse Park, show off your thoroughbred. Kentucky Horse Park, summer show, June the 1st, Thoroughbred Horse Show Association. That's a good one. This is really an excellent Thoroughbred Horse Show Association. This is to highlight former racehorses, and these are exclusively for thoroughbreds that are registered with the Jockey Club. It's geared for horses just off the track and starting their new careers. It's just a wonderful idea. If you want some more information, go to kyhorsepark.com, and that'll help. That's a good thing. Mid-South Triathlon Rally is what I've got next. Oh, wait a minute. No, stop. May the 11th is in 7 days. Yes. That's the annual Sayre School Horse Show at Masterson Equestrian. That's a nice one. So if you're going to show or you want to go out and watch, take the kids out and watch. That's May the 11th. And let's see, May 8th through the 12th at the Horse Park, Kentucky Spring Horse Show. May 15th to the 19th is the Spring Classic. Now, this is a big deal. These are AA rated. And they get people coming in from all over the country to do that kind of thing because it's a very prestigious show. Now, May 31st to June 3rd, there's a breeding clinic here in Lexington presented by TOBA, Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders. If you want more information, you need to do TOBA.org, T-O-B-A.org, or give them a call locally, 276-229. One. Here we go. I've got a lot of stuff. Ooh. Oh, tomorrow is Michael's homecoming thing, and that's about all I've got. Wait a minute.
Barbecue from Furlongs, Tommy Walters.
Barbecue for Furlongs, Tommy Walters.
Michael wanted me to mention this.
Michael mentioned it?
He wanted me to.
He wanted us to mention that.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. At Old Friends tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's it. Oh, good. Well, we'll be sure to go.
Yeah,
food.
Damn right.
I didn't know they had the food.
Barbecue. Okay.
And May 24th, 26th at the Horse Park, May Day's Horse Trials at Champagne Run. That's all.
All righty. Well, Mizzen Mass is a great value as a sire. That's our Michael Sorolla, who is a partner in Oceanic Bloodstock Plan, the mating which resulted in Flotilla, the daughter of Mizzen Mass, who won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Junior Fillies Turf last fall. Flotilla posted a Breeders' Cup victory the day before Misdirection whipped colts in the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. Since then, Misdirection, also by Mrs. Mass, has won the Grade 2 Monrovia, the Grade 2 Buena Vesta, the Grade 3 Las Ciengas. She's earned over $1,154,000. She has 10 wins, 4 seconds, and a third and 15 starts. Never been out of the money. And she is generally considered to be the best sprinter on grass in North America of either sex. Mrs. Mass has sired 5 Grade 1 stakes winners. When you sire that many, that's no accident. Stands $15,000 live foal at Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. Sire of a group stakes winner and a graded stakes winner, plus 2 others to place in stakes in his first crop. First Defense stands for $7,500 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke, Aaron Fry, and see the website at Judmont.
Sallyvan.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, 8 of the 20 runners scheduled to go postwood in today's Kentucky Derby were raised on products from McCauley Brothers. Actually, 8 of the 18 that were foaled in Kentucky. Both Gold and Soul and Java's War were bred by Charles Fipke and foaled at Darby Dan Farm. It's My Lucky Day was bred by Liberation Farm and Brandywine Farm and foaled at Brandywine. Normandy Invasion was bred by Bill Betts, Dr. Chuck Kidder, Dr. Nancy Cole, Brian Graves, and the DJ Stable. Over and Lives was bred by Diamond A Corporation. Palace Malice and Revolutionary were bred by Will Farish and raised at Lane's End. Bijack was bred by Mock Mahal. Good luck to all. In stakes last weekend, the Group 2 Prix Noailles was won by Tableau, who was bred by Galleria Bloodstock and raised at Ashford Stud. And Keeneland's Grade 2 Elkhorn winner, Dark Cove, was bred by Stonewall Farm Stallions. To compete at the highest level, contact Mike Warren or Dave Longmire at McCauley Brothers. Our number is 873-3333. And you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it's all about the horse. Actually, the scratched horse there at 8 of the 19 now, raised over at McCauley Brothers. And speaking of that, real quick here, the winners of stakes over the last weekend, which were foaled in Kentucky, the breeders of those stakes winners, the Derby trial down at Churchill. Of course, it's Grade 3 race. 40 Tails won that. He's by Taylor the Cat, who stands down at Ashford Stud, was bred by the Randall Family Trust. Let's see. I've got another one over here somewhere. Summer. Where to go, Ursel? I'd lose my behind if it wasn't fast and going. Oh, here it is. Elkhorn Stakes, the Grade 2 at Keeneland. Dark Cove, bred by Stonewall Farm Stallions. That was foaled in Kentucky, although they are no longer in Kentucky. Let's see here, the Federico Tezio Stakes winner at Pimlico, Abstraction won that, bred by My Meadow View. And the Goldfinch Stakes at Prairie Meadows went to American Sugar, bred by Ferry's Farm. He is by Harlan's Holiday, who stands over at course at Windstar Farm. The Prix Noailles, Group 2, I don't know if you pronounce that right. Anyway, it's a Group 2 Stakes in France, Tableau, is by Giants Causeway, who stands at Ashford Stud, and it was bred by Galleria Bloodstock. All right, I want to play some audio of a couple of the Kentucky Derby winners in the past, and I think I'll start with the 1973 race, which is, of course, was Secretariat's, because he was a Triple Crown winner, and I think we ought to. I ought to plug him, first of all. Unfortunately, although he stood all his entire career down at Claiborne Farm, Secretary, he was foaled in Virginia, but he overcame that and won the Triple Crown. And so this will be, if you're ready down there, Mary Jane, this is the 1973 Kentucky Derby with Secretariat.
And they're off for the lead. On the inside, that's Angelite for the lead. On the outside, Checky Green, Royal and Regal. Then on the rail, it's Restless Jet, followed by Our Natives. Up on the outside is Gold Bag. They're by the stands for the first time. Checky Green is showing the way by a length and a half. Royal and Regal now being moved to the inside, looking for room. Gold Bag is up on the outside. Then on the rail, it's Angelite, followed by Sham, Our Native, Restless Jet. My Gallant, then Forgo. On the outside, Navajo, followed by Secretariat, Warbuck, and finally, Twice a Prince. Moving on the turn, the leader is Shecky Green, leading by 2.5 lengths. Goldbag is second by a head. Jam now third on the outside by 2 lengths. Royal and Regal fourth. 2 lengths then back to Angle Light in fifth. The Secretariat has made a sudden move and is now sixth. Then it's Restless Jet. Our Native beginning to move up. Navajo, Forgo, and Warbuck beginning to move up, followed by My Gallant and Twice a Prince. They're into the turn and bunching for the lead with Shecky Green, still the leader by a half a length. On the outside and challenging is Sham, and he's now got a head in front. Now Shecky Green responds to the challenge, and those two are heads apart. Royal and Regal is third and holding on. Goldbag drops back. Secretariat is fourth and moving up on the outside, and is now third and moving at the leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Sham is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Shecky Green now drops back. Coming on a bit is Forgo, our Native on the outside. Now and they're in the stretch. It's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Sham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Sham, then on the outside, our Native. At the wire is going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Up fourth in that, and of course he went on to be a great racehorse himself. Had quite a field in that Derby. The Secretariat and Forgo in there. Felt sorry for Sham. He fooled the wrong year, wasn't he? Let's play another one real quick. We'll go to the next Triple Crown winner, which would be Seattle Slough. And of course he wired a field, but that would be in 1977 for Seattle Slough. It was foaled over on Newtown Pike. And if you're ready for that one, if I've stalled long enough here, Mary Jane, let's play the 1977 Kentucky Derby.
And they're up. Gavel Slough broke slowly. Breaking on the lead is Bob Dusty on the inside. For the moment, showing speed on the outside, gets the lead. It's For the Moment taking over by 2 lengths, and Bob Dusty Run, Seattle Slough has moved up along the inside and has moved into second. Coming by us, For the Moment, the leader, a half Seattle Slough now draws alongside. Bob Dusty is in third. A gap of 2.5 lengths to Run, Dusty Run, followed by Papalotti, then Sir, Steve Friend, Best Person, Get the Axe, San Hedren, Affiliate. On the outside, Eagle A, trailers are Nostalgia, Western Wind, and on the outside, Flag Officer. Moving to the back stretch. For the Moment is along the inside, ahead in front, Seattle Slough is second by 4 lengths. Bob Dusty is third by 4.5 lengths. Run Dusty Run in fourth by 1.5 lengths. Beginning to move up, Sir, Steve Friend moves to the outside. Then also Papalotti, Best Person, Gigolet, Get the Axe, and Affiliate. Moving into the turn, the two in front are For the Moment by a half length, with Seattle Slough drawing alongside again. Bob Dusty is 3 lengths back in third, and now Steve's Friend is making up ground quickly. He's fourth on the outside. Run Dusty Run is attempting to get through along the rail and is also moving up. Then it's 6 lengths back to the next course, third. Head of the stretch, For the Moment, Seattle Slough still tying it up together. And here's Run Dusty Run now closing ground and moving into third. It's Seattle Slough, however, that takes it over at the head of the stretch. Seattle Slough moving away, now open 2.5. Run Dusty Run driving up on the outside into second. Steve's Friend, here's Dan Heepman now closing also along the inside. Coming to the wire, Seattle Slough opens it to 4 lengths. At the finish, it's going to be Seattle Slough, and he's going along easily. He lifts it by not 2 lengths. Run Dusty Run in second, Sam Heepin in third. Then it was very tight.
All righty. Excuse me. Well, it didn't wire the field. I thought he had, but I'm wrong a lot of times. Let me take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll go to the other Triple Crown winner, which would be in 1978. Affirmed. Well, Invisor is now a member of Racing's Hall of Fame. He became eligible for nomination for the first time this year, and he was duly elected. In fact, he was about as near to a sure thing as you'll ever find in horse racing. Menvazor won 11 of his 12 starts and was undefeated in his native South America. He was undefeated in North America. He was Horse of the Year and Champion three-year-old in South America. He was Horse of the Year and Champion Older Horse in North America. He was named Champion Older Male in the United Arab Emirates after he won the Grade One Dubai World Cup. He won 9 Grade One stakes and unprecedented 6 in a row, among them the Breeders' Cup Classic. He was named Horse of the World as a 4-year-old and was rated number 1 in the world at the time of his retirement at 5. And he retired with earnings of $7,804,070. Invisor at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Interdab, Jazzle, and Mustinfar. For more information about the Shadwell Stallions, contact Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at 224-4585 and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. It's over on Georgetown Pike. If you're going to go across and find where it is, it's almost right on the corner of where Ironworks Pike intersects with Georgetown Pike. You get off the interstate there and turn left to Georgetown Pike and then turn left again and take your first left. You can't miss it. That's Dr. Bill Bernard and Dr. Wesley Sutter. Dr. Sutter is an orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist. And Dr. Bernard, of course, is an internist, and he does it all, infectious diseases, respiratory problems, you name it, neurology. 20 years he was with Rudin Riddle until he went over there and opened up the Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine. They do a great job over there. They kind of specialize in outpatient stuff. You call them up and tell them what you want done, set up an appointment, and you come in, they'll treat you, and they'll send you home as soon as they can, hopefully that same day. And the best thing about that, of course, is they tell you how much it's going to cost up front, and there are no surprises. What they tell you it's going to cost up front, that's what the bill's going to be. So you know right where you stand. So, and believe me that their services are fair and they're very reasonable. They've got some scintigraphy machine over there. The only standing MRI machine in Lexington. You walk your horse in there. You don't have to put him down, you know, sedate him or anything to x-ray him. You can, right up to the knee, you can get it off their machine. They've got also got a bone scan. It's a new one over there. And it's they're state-of-the-art. And here's their website. It's LexingtonEquine.com. LexingtonEquine.com. Dr. Bill Bernard and Dr. Wesley Sutter, and they're both great vets and will do a wonderful job for you. Well, Bodemeister won the Grade One $1 million Arkansas Derby by 9.5 lengths, and he turned in a brilliant performance in the Kentucky Derby. Set an early fraction of 45-1 and 109-4 to polish off the likes of Trinenberg and Hansen. Then he won, kept right on going, leading deep into the stretch to finish second, but holding off such closers as Union Rags and Doolahan, you know, Grade One winners. It was a remarkable performance, one he duplicated in the Grade One Preakness 2 weeks later. Bodemeister had brilliant speed, the classic pedigree. He's by classic winner Empire Maker, winner of the Grade One Belmont Stakes, ranked number 2 on the North American Sire List last year, and he's out of the graded stakes winner untouched by the Great Storm Cap. His second dam, Graded Stakes Winner Parade Queen, is by AP Indian. His third dam, Stakes Winner Spanish Parade, is the daughter of Roberto. Retired with earnings of $1,304,000. Bodemeister's first foals will arrive next year. Stands for $30,000. Doing a foal stands and nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard or Chance Tim, and see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Let's go to now 1978 Kentucky Derby, and that was Affirmed. A brilliant racehorse, and of course, that was a famed duel with Aladar. So if you're ready down there, Mary Jane, let her rip.
And now Sensitive Prince gets into line. They're all ready, and they're up. Inside, there goes Raymond Earl, and Affirmed is right there and challenging between horses. Out the middle of the track, that's Aesop Foibles into the third spot. Sensitive Prince in the middle of the racetrack moves up as it passes for the first time. It's Raymond Earl now showing the way by a length in three quarters. Affirmed is second from between horses, and there goes Sensitive Prince.
inching up on the outside. A gap of 2.5 lengths. Believe It racing fourth. He's up Fables in fifth. Chief of Dixieland tucks it on the inside. Is 6.6 points by 2 lengths in Darby Creek Road. Followed on the inside by Hoist and Silver. Aladar on the extreme outside is next. Then Special Honor Racing 10th and Dr. Valeria's 11th as they move on to the backstretch. And on the outside there goes Sensitive Prince taking command as Raymond Earl drops back 2nd by 4 and affirmed his 3rd at this point. The first quarter in 22 3/5 seconds in 45 3. And down the backstretch, Sensitive Prince now enjoys a 2.5 length advantage. Raymond Earl is 2nd by 3. Affirmed is 3rd by a length and a quarter. Along the inside, Aesop's Foibles is racing 4th. On the outside, that's Believe It now, 5th. Gap of 2.5 lengths and Chief of Dixieland is 6th. Darby Creek Road is 7th. Aladar now on the outside gains ground in 8th position as they round the far turn. 3/8 of a mile ago in the Kentucky Derby. It sends to the Prince up on the outside. Circles Affirm with a rush. Affirm takes command by a head. Sensitive Prince in 2nd and Believe It moves quickly to the leaders as the field turns for home. Coming to the quarterfall, Affirmed on the inside, Believe It on the outside, Believe It on the outside, Affirmed towards the rail, and down the stretch they come. Affirmed on the inside, takes command again, Believe It in 2nd, Aladar gains ground 3rd, 3rd in the final of furlong, it's Affirmed with Stevie Coffin showing the way by 2.5, Believe It with Ed Maple next on the outside, Aladar is 3rd, but it's going to be Affirmed. Affirmed with Steve Coffin is going to win the 24th running of the Kentucky Derby. Aladar is 2nd, Believe It 3rd.
Well, that was a great derby. Well, I want to do a little something about with Joe Palmer. It's called Churchill Downs Before Taking. And Dateline on it is one of his columns, Louisville, Kentucky. 4 springs ago, 2 men, not now identified, laid plans which are about to come to fruition. One was planning the mating which led to the winner of the Kentucky Derby. The other was lighting a fire under the mash at the Brown Foreman Distillery. Strength to them both. For now we approach the event about which no one can write quite truthfully. The legends are too strong. A man may go to Miami or Baltimore or Saratoga feeling no particular way and may report what he sees. But the Kentucky Derby must be approached with an attitude. He may go southern and wave his julep and request the band to play Dixie. He may denounce the entire enterprise as a scandalous piece of commercialization. He may hail the winner as the accumulation of 300 years of selective breeding or belittle him as a lucky 3-year-old forced to run too far, too early in the year. He may call the tinsel glittering, may call it tinsel glittering or call it tawdry. But some attitude he must take. A man who writes of the Kentucky Derby as he would about the running of the Belmont Stakes would have his license taken up and his Social Security number canceled, and nobody would read him either. Never having studied astronomy, this department cannot tell you whether the moon is closest to the earth or the first Saturday in May or Juniper is in recession or the Yon Sum Hoth and the Ram is half course he run. But Sundry Fong Longdon, Sundry Folk Longdon, now we got Chaucer, to go to on pilgrimages and from all over the racing world, a course is laid to Louisville in Kentucky. At an arbitrage at the corner of 4th and Broadway, presided over by Mr. J. Graham Brown, under the general supervision of a Mr. Elmer Wicks, there will be more stories told than whiled away the time for Chaucer's pilgrims from South Walk to Canterbury. They will be remarkable, but not for truth. Some philosopher whose name escapes me, and good riddance to him, said that from a grain of sand a man might deduce the universe. Well, here is a sample from which you may deduce the Derby madness. The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad is running a Philly special from Chicago, tenanted by 250 businesswomen. Sigma Alpha Sigma, it says. The Greeks have had 3 words for this. The B&O had better comb through its board of directors. Somebody on it has been reading Lysistrata. Some will call it Derby and some will call it Darby and will be reproved for it. Years ago, an attempt was made to settle this by seeking the opinion of the Earl of Derby, who was over on a junket. Don't care which way you pronounce it, he said, but the hat's a bowler. Gushing Oil is a Derby horse whose owner, Sam Wilson, is a Texan, with an unusual hard luck story. He owns an island off the coast of Texas named Royal Mustang Island, which seems an odd name for an island. He named a horse for this island, and as you may recall, Royal Mustang ran second, beating a neck in the last year's Bluegrass Stakes. There was a disqualification ahead of him, but let's not get this complicated. Then he ran second in the Derby, behind Count Turb. To get back to Mr. Wilson's hard luck story, he wanted to build on his island. If he had been satisfied with the ordinary ranch-type house, everything would have been all right. But he wanted a basement. Well, as soon as he started digging, a lot of oil squirted up. He went away in disgust and started digging somewhere else. Oil again. You can't very well have a rumpus room with a bunch of lousy oil running through it. So there he was with no house, nothing but oil. You can see a man with this sort of luck isn't likely to win a Kentucky Derby. There are two moments in a diver's life, according to the late Robert Browning. One, a pauper, he pauses for his dive. The next, a prince, he rises with his pearl. Why no one thought of this as a lead when Pearl Diver won the Epsom Derby in 1947, I don't know. Possibly the English are still reading Longfellow and Lowell on Lend-Lease. If so, we win at least one exchange. But this was one of those moments of pausing for the dive. A thin file of racers was stepping slowly out from beneath the crowded stands at Church of Downs. A band was playing My Old Kentucky Home with intense feeling and a trumpet which was a half-tone flat. A hundred thousand people, give or take a half dozen, were straining for a glimpse of the Derby parade. There were flashes of crimson and gold and purple silk under watery May sunshine as a dozen or so jockeys tried to ride to the post. Well, what they hoped was nonchalance. At the moment, a dozen or so horses held the nation's sporting interest, the pick of a crop of perhaps 8,000. A quarter hour later, one would stand garlanded and restive in the presentation enclosure as the others went back, beaten to the barns. The winner might be 5-2 in the mutuals, but it was 8,000-1 on a spring night 3 years earlier when his dam heaved up from a straw field stall and had a look at him. Outside the racetrack, there was a tense, expectant world, waiting crouched over its radios and occasionally sending one of the children down to the drugstore for razor blades. Men paused over their lobster pots on offshore Maine to adjust the portable. For that, if fleeting instant, no one cared what Rita or Prince Elizabeth was doing. It was, you understand, a very solemn moment. I wonder, remarked John McNulty of the New Yorker, what would happen if a convention were ever held in Mecca? How would you write a lead? The band had got to buy and buy hard times coming to knocking before this was figured out. Mr. McNulty had evidently worked on a copy desk somewhere, and under his recoiling fingers had come many a story beginning, Indianapolis was the mecca of auto racing enthusiasts today when Philadelphia became the mecca of the services today when Army and Navy, and others of what is called ilk. All the same, with all proper apologies, Louisville, Kentucky is about to become the mecca of the gateway to the South, as it says on the bridges, will brace itself against successive waves of visitors with no noticeable gift for quietude, and the tempo will rise until late on the afternoon of the first Saturday in May. On the following afternoon, Louisville could be grouped around St. Anthony's Hut at the Seabed without disturbing his devotions. This tourist often stays over an extra day just to listen to the silence. The more shallow worshippers who merely want to say they've been to Mecca will pile in just before the Derby, and the sound of their coming will be like the roaring of waves upon the beach. The more devout will journey a little earlier and will stop at Lexington to lay a carrot on the tomb of Man of War before going on to the turbulent testing ground on the south bank of the Ohio. All righty, well, three colts by Spencer Stallions and scheduled to go postward in today's Kentucky Derby. Golden Sense, winner of the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, the Grade 3 Sham Stakes, of four of his career starts and of over $1,250,000 is from the first crop of Intermission. Orb, winner of the Grade 1 Florida Derby, the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth, unbeaten in 2013, earned of over $921,000, is by Malibu Moon, who currently ranks fourth on the sire list among those that stud in North America. Vijack, winner this year of the Grade 2 Jerome, the Grade 3 Gotham, a game third, beaten just a length for all the money in the Grade 1 Wood, and earned of $542,000 is, like Golden Sense, from the first crop by Intermission. the nation's number one ranked second crop sire by cumulative earnings. Good luck to the connections of Golden Sense, Orb, and Vijack. As a reminder, you are welcome to inspect the Spencer Stallions, and the following are eligible for Spencer's innovative Breed Secure program. Dominus, Line of David, Notional, who has a first-time two-year-old winner, impressive in Keeneland on April the 25th. Patio Prado, Warriors Reward, and Wilburn. Just call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, or Mark Toothacker at Spendthrift, 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Hey, horse racing fans, grab your smartphone and text HORSE to 84700 to get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, and trainers. It's like having the racing program to every racetrack right in your pocket. It's fun for kids and adults. Remember, text HORSE to 84700 to get your Horse Races Now. And watch for me on Horse Races Now. Messages and data rates may apply.
Jackie, dream up something.
I got the horse right here.
All righty. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. It's called Reunion and was written by Joe Essis, published in the 1928 Daily Running Horse. 1929, excuse me, Clyde Van Dusen's year. Trooping again to the downs today, to the city at the falls, and the north comes, and the east comes, and the west, when the derby calls. With the old south and the new south, and the fair south meeting, the glad hand and the true smile, and the wide arm greeting. A gay throng, and a glad throng, from many lands they hail. But the downs have made them one today, at the end of the derby trail. And the rich are there, and the much too poor, all the wide earth's breeding. And the derby field parading by with a proud horse leading, and the many colored jackets fill in the warm south breeze, the green and the wine dark purple, and the lavender sash and cerise. But the track is wide, and side by side with that proud crew striding is a ghostly throng that floats along with a little red horse guiding. Trooping again to the downs today, out of old history's stalls, trooping out of the living past, the here when the derby calls. What is it you say? You don't see them? Is it just my dreaming? Those restive steeds with the bright flanks and the great eyes gleaming. Trooping back to the downs today, the phantom field is there. Back to the downs their ghosts have come to greet the one to wear the derby wreath when the day is done and give him fellow greeting. But none wear that but the strong of limb, them with a stout heart beating. Joe Essis.
And you... You did that without crying this year. I'm proud of you. I don't listen because that one brings me to boo-hooing, too.
That's Joe was something else, you know.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
All right.
Well, okay, your pick is?
I'm going with Orb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love for Orb to win, but It's My Lucky Day and Vijack are the only two that have ever won on the slop. Most of them have never run in the slop.
Okay. You're going with Vijack?
And It's My Lucky Day.
And It's My Lucky Day. Ressi, who do you like?
Revolutionary.
Wait, here.
Revolutionary. Maybe Frack Daddy.
Scott Daddy?
Frack Daddy.
Scott Daddy.
Yeah.
The Frack Guy, the guy that's made Daddy. All his money fracking up in North Dakota.
Oh, did he?
Frack Daddy.
The owner did?
That's where the name came from. Oh, Frack Daddy.
God bless him.
God bless him is right. Send some of that gas our way.
Well, you know... Couple of little items here before, you know, the first Kentucky Derby trophy was not presented until 1924. I guess it wasn't worth a trophy up to that time. Black Gold, that was Black Gold's year. I think they still got that on display down at the Kentucky, the museum down there. And I think the first time that they played my old Kentucky home was in 1921.
Really?
Yeah, that was Behave Yourself, who raced, of course, for Colonel E.R. Bradley. Just a couple little items to leave you with. You can ponder that, and a couple of bucks will get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, they're taking bets out here at the training center over at the Big White Building today for the Derby, so you don't have to drive all the way to Keeneland and get in that many-mile-long line.
There you go. They have a big crowd out there. Okay, that about wraps it up. We'll be talking to you next week.
The show will be up on UrsulEllisHorsetails.com just as soon as I can do it.
She usually forgets.
I forget. I get home and I'm tired.
Okay. All right, you guys. I appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Mary Jane. Did a great job. Resi, thank you.